This is Byline on WFPL. I'm Rick Howlett, and joining us now is Kentucky Public Radio's Frankfort Bureau Chief, Kenny Colston. Hey, Kenny.
Hey.
Good to see you again. You've been covering several stories this week. Let's start with the State Health Insurance Exchange that's, of course, an offshoot of the Federal Affordable Care Act, and apparently some state lawmakers are confused about the process.
I think a lot of people are confused about the process. What we know is that the state has decided, Governor Steve Beshear has decided, that the state's going to run their insurance exchange that's part of the Affordable Care Act, as you said. And so members of Beshear's administration at a joint meeting of the Health and Welfare Committee this week basically showed up to try to answer any questions, give a briefing. And the problem was is there was a lot of, well, we'll have to check that. We'll have to check with the federal government on that. We're not sure. We're still trying to understand. We don't have regulations. And lawmakers kind of just scratched their heads. I mean, they have a deadline. They have 60 days in order to review executive orders. Now, whether they voted up or down doesn't matter. It'll be ceremonial vote. But they're thinking, if we have 60 days to review something and these people from the administration don't know anything, how are we supposed to have this meeting? How are we supposed to know? How are we supposed to take a vote? And so there was a lot of confusion, a lot of frustration. But lawmakers didn't blame the Cabinet for Health and Family Services or Beshear's administration. They blamed the federal government. They said that the federal government has basically said, run it yourself or we'll run it. And that's all they've said. They haven't given a lot of other information to states, whether they are doing their own state-run exchange or letting the feds do it.
And we're not sure how much it's going to cost either, right?
No, right now the state has gotten about, I think, $67 million in grants to help plan and set up the exchange. It's going to be online. I mean, there'll be an office for this type of stuff. It's mostly online. You'll go in, type in whatever the web address is, and you'll look at different plans on there. And from there, you'll select which plan you want and then probably go to that insurer's website to actually buy the plan. But they're thinking it's probably going to cost, you know, millions of dollars to have the type of website you're talking. I mean, you can't go to GoDaddy and get a 5-page website, you know, for $10 a month to run this exchange. You're talking about something that needs a lot of infrastructure and everything else. So it's going to cost money. And lawmakers were concerned about that as well, because the federal government will only give these grants, will only pay through 2014. After that, the state has to come up with the money. They say the exchange will be self-sufficient. I guess they're going to charge fees when people go through there, whether it's at the insurance level or the consumer level. But lawmakers weren't ready to say we're going to have a $50 million gap potentially in 2015 that we have to fill.
Moving on to the tax code, former Louisville mayor, now Lieutenant Governor Jerry Abramson has been hitting this tax commission looking to, hear testimony and public input about the tax code. But he's saying don't expect any huge changes.
No, you know, I caught up with them this week, and I don't think this is really that big of a surprise, other than a lot of people, Governor Beshear said this would be different than other tax commissions. Usually how a tax commission works or study works in Kentucky is economists or some group will come together, they'll make a big deal about changing it, the report will come out, and it will have interesting changes. It will have big changes. And then what the General Assembly will do is they'll take two or three small things, pass it over a couple years, and leave the rest of the report to the side. And I think what the Lieutenant Governor was talking about was, is he said in his heart, he wishes for big changes, that they could have a report, a big report, and the General Assembly would take it all. But he said in his 7 months as Lieutenant Governor, he realizes that's probably not going to be the case. There will probably be small changes. The commission may recommend some decent-sized changes to the tax code, but in reality, he said, no one thought they were going to overhaul the whole thing. They're not taking the hundreds of pages, throwing them into the shredder and saying, let's write this from scratch.
And we got about 45 seconds or so. Now that we know the vice presidential nominee, or the selection from Mitt Romney, of course, Congressman Paul Ryan, that sets the stage for the debate coming up in Danville.
That's right. Center College is hosting, and a lot of political junkies are excited for this. Joe Biden, Paul Ryan, people with a lot of congressional experience, a lot of policy experience. I think the political junkies, political observers are saying this is a debate that's going to be really good in Kentucky and could rival one of the presidential debates in terms of excitement and actual substance.
Kentucky Public Radio's Kenny Colston. Kenny, thanks for joining us.
Thanks for having me.